Boutique, Berku's Angels, The People's Co-op Bookstore, Spartacus Books, and Magpie Magazine Gallery. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of Businesses. Pick up your card today and support CITR Radio.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 7:30. You know what that means? It's Karasu. And I'm going to be playing the theme song right now. Welcome back, listeners, and if you're a new listener, well, welcome to my show. This is Karasu, where I get to play all music that is straight from Japan, if I stop that CD properly. Just like to let you know, for the next 90 minutes, I will be playing a lot of J-rock, J-punk, and something that maybe I'll be hiding right under my sleeve. And if you have any questions or some requests, as long as they're Japanese artists, I will play them. You can give me a call, 604-822-CITR, that's 604-822-2487. And if you just need to take a break, or you have like massive constipation or whatever, and you have to be in the bathroom for like, you know, such a long time, you'll be like, oh god, I missed a significant part of the show. Do not worry. If you haven't heard of it, there is podcasting on the CITR website. You can just go to www.citr.ca, and not just my show. There are many other splendid shows from this wonderful station from UBC, where you can download it onto your iPod or to iTunes or whatever you have to download, and listen to the fine music that we have for the many years to come. So I got, for this week, I got several news that I would like to let you know. There's many stories that I would like to share, such as how chocolate can be used in a bath for beauty. And we also have some stories about some bad times for Sony. Can I say battery recall? And how about a surrogate mother giving birth to her own granddaughter? Maybe I'll give you some details about that. But first, I'm going to be playing some Alexis on Fire likes music. The artist is called Fact, and this is a song called Farewell. You're listening to 101.9.
Yeah.
That was Farewell, and the band is called Fact. It really reminds me of Alexis on Fire, but I would love to go to that show. For some reason, I love screamo. When I first heard bands like this, it wasn't really something that was really, you know, with me. I didn't feel into it, but nowadays it's really catching on. Maybe I'm just jumping on a bandwagon or something, but no, I think I'm starting to love punk again. But, you know, punk is at my heart, I have to say. This is Katasu. If you just tuned in, I'm going to be playing lots of Japanese tunes, and I will also tell you some cultural news based from the land of the rising sun. So first of all, there's some information talking about how chocolate can be great for beauty. I'm not talking about like eating it, and perhaps people are thinking, oh, if you eat lots of, you know, Hershey Kisses, you're going to get lots of pimples, which is absolutely not true, because, you know, I ate a lot of them when I was a young little boy. But they're saying that perhaps by adding it into the bath or using it as soap, it will actually make your skin clearer. Well, according to the Ochonomizu Women's University medical professor Kazuo Kondo, she said that cocoa in chocolate contains this chemical called polyphenol, which is a substance that rids the body of the active oxygen that causes aging. So there's many health clinics in Tokyo, for example, that find cocoa to be a vital part of the health business. Of course, they will be selling it, you know, as candies, the, you know, the old-fashioned way, so to say. But they also actually add it into chocolate baths. So how does it work? Well, you lay face down on a massage table, and they get this paste of chocolate, which is mixed with magnesium, and it makes this concoction into this really bubbly froth, and they cover that all over your body. Think about that. Just imagine your entire body covered in chocolate. Maybe a little sexual, but no. It's for a smooth skin, by the way. But you put chocolate all over your body, and then you wrap it entirely yourself in this aluminum space blanket so that you will sweat. Okay, so just imagine you're sweating really hard and you're just stenching like cocoa. I'm not too sure if that's a good combination, but they say that that will make your skin very smooth. And many of the other health companies, you know, such as Shiseido perhaps, that they'll be making things such as a bath scents made of chocolate, and also bubble bath and soap, and even moisturizer lotions. So please do not, whenever you have to make your hands smooth after you wash your hands, don't just stick your mouth into the bottle and chug down that cocoa paste / moisturizer, because I'm pretty sure you're going to get a stomach ache later. And by the way, other health clinics, they're not only using cocoa, but they're also using a Dead Sea water bath. Well, sea salt water, nothing new about that, but even red wine as well. So you could get drunk and also clean yourself and have smooth skin. I don't know where exactly you could experience this, but if you ever go to Japan, maybe you should keep that in mind and try it out. I'm going to be playing some next tune. The artist is called Straightener, and the song is called Killer Tune. It's a natural born killer tune mix. This is 11.9. That was Straightener with the song Killer Tune, Natural Bone Killer Tune Mix. If you love that, pick up the album, which is called Tidal. Like, seriously, that's what it's called, Tidal. Well, there's two things I would like to mention. If you're still a student but are about to graduate, perhaps you're looking for a career or you just like to flip burgers. No, I'm pretty sure you're looking for a career. Well, there's two things that maybe I would like to mention that you would like to apply for. Well, first of all, there's the JET program, which is the I believe it's called the Japanese Exchange Teaching Program. I think that's what it stands for, but you could just say JET. Makes it a lot easier. The JET program is an excellent program organized by the Consulate of Japan in which that you get to fly over to Japan and be either a coordinator of international relations or an assistant language teacher. Assistant language teacher is basically a assistant teacher that teaches English in a school, whether it's going to be an elementary or a high school. While as a coordinator of international relations, you get to do, work basically as a diplomat. And there's also sports coaches positions as well, which is very new. It stands for SEA. But if you're interested and are about to graduate for this year, maybe you should apply for it. The deadline is on November 17th. For more information on that, you should go to www.jetprogram.org. However, if you're very bilingual, when I say bilingual, I mean English and Japanese, perhaps you would like to go to the Boston Career Forum. Boston Career Forum is going to be going on in Boston, of course, from November 17th to the 19th, in which over 170 corporations from Japan and America are looking for those English-Japanese bilingualists. Want to find more information? Go to www.careerforum.net and you can make your resume and application online and submit those applications on the website as well. And you can find the website in both English and Japanese if you want to find more information. Again, that's www.careerform.net. Well, let me see what I should play next. Let's have, maybe I should play some Fairway, which is Fairway is the name of the song. It's a Carbon remix, and this is one of my favorite bands, Supercar. This is 101.9 CITR. Listen to Karasu.
Thank you.
Supercar with the song Fairway, and that was a Carbon Mix. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you like that, pick up the album Fairway as well, or any album by Supercar, because I think they're one of the greatest bands that came from Japan. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You can listen to it on the radio or on the website www.citr.ca. If you have any questions or requests, or you would like to just say something to me, whether it's to shut up or maybe ask me a place where you can dine, if it's a sushi or something, please give me a call. 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. The next man I am going to play next is Asian Kung Fu Generation, and this is a song called Blackout. It's a very interesting video where they have a music video where they have some surveillance cameras taking footages of people, you know, doing some obscene acts and committing crimes, and then near the end of the video you see this big black dot just chasing people around, sort of like a black hole, and everyone's just running away from it. It's a very interesting, intriguing video. If you could probably watch it online as well, or download it if you could. But this Nanomugen Festival is perhaps one of the biggest accomplishments that the Asian Kung Fu Generation has done, because Asian Kung Fu Generation is the band that organized that festival, and I'm just checking out their website. I think it's a summer event, so I believe it is over. Yes, it was on July. And they have some really good bands that are not just from Japan, but from America and the United Kingdom as well. It's an event that's been going on for 2-3 days, and they have a lineup such as the Asian Kung Fu Generation, the Rentals from the US, Silver Sun from the United Kingdoms, also from the UK, the Young Punks. Also, they also have L Garden, Chat Monchi, Mosen Tonebender, Dream State from the United States, and a lot of pop punk bands such as Beat Crusaders, Straighteners, Hige, Waking Ashland, etc., etc., etc. And this is getting bigger and better, bigger. I love the logo. It is a unicorn / Keating with guitar and basses coming out from its back. It's been getting lots of rave reviews. You may want to check out the website if you want to check it out. Go to www.nano-mugen.com. If you don't know how to spell it, I will spell it for you. nano-mugen.com. And do not worry if you cannot read kanji. It'll be in Romaji, English as well. And maybe that'll be something that you would like to put on your list before you go to Japan and wear kimonos and eat some takoyaki. So please check it out. It is Asian Kung Fu Generation's organized festival, and they just started off in 2004 for that event, and it's getting stronger and bigger and better. I'm going to be playing one of their latest singles. Actually, it's a little old. They've had other singles out, but it's from their latest album, and this song is called Blackout. This is 101.9.
Give a little
Blackout with some fascinating tunes and beats. I just love that song. That was by Asian Kung Fu Generation. Let's take a break. I'm going to be doing some public service announcements before I play some Kokeshi Doll and Radio Caroline. And there's some great events coming up in Vancouver, British Columbia. Well, first of all, Hun Her Too, which are the throat singers of Tuva. I believe that's a very small country near Moscow. I believe it's 2,500 kilometers east. I found it on the website. Well, they're performing Sunday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Canadian Memorial Church, which is 1806 West 15th Avenue in Burrard. You should listen to the fascinating throat singers from this Tuva, which is a settled region in nearby Moscow, Russia. Oh, I'm right. Oh, not kilometers. 2,500 miles east of Moscow, Russia, actually. And it's enjoyed the overtone singing with their combination of tradition and innovation from the soloists while they play their folk instruments from their rural country. If you have more information or would like to find more information, not look for, you know what I mean. If you want to find more information, go to www.hunhertu.com, or better yet, easier to spell, www.caravanbc.org. Cut Chemist and Lyrics Born will be coming on Tuesday, October 24th at Richards on Richards. Tom Shimura, who is also known as Lyrics Born, will be spitting his rhymes at the Richards on Richards. And he's an artist that has collaborated with artists such as DJ Shadow, Blackalicious, KRS-One, and Evidence of Dilated Peoples. So he knows how to rap, okay? Tracks from his sophomore 2005 album, Same Shiznit, Different Day. He'll probably be singing a lot of rap songs from that CD as well. If you're a fan of him or would like to check out any hip-hop in Vancouver, you should find out Lyrics Born, www.lyricsborn.com, or if you want to find some tickets, go to ticketmaster.ca. Ed Pien, Elemental Forces, is an art exhibition that will be going on until October 21st, so this is you only have a few more days. Please have the time to check it out. It is going to be at Art Center A, which is a solo exhibit of Ed Pien, who has a Taiwanese background, and he combines Asian mythology and Western history in his multimedia work. which is made up of drawing, video, and sound, which creates an eerie and illusory world comparable to Bosch and Francisco Goya. What a great time to check out such an eerie exhibition when Halloween is just around the corner in 2 weeks. If you want to find more information, go to www.centere.org. One more thing, Amy Goodman will be coming up on Saturday, October 28th at 8 p.m. at the Alice McKay Room at the Vancouver Central Public Library. It is the celebration of the 10th anniversary of Democracy Now! And also the launch of Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back, which is a book made by Amy and David Goodman. Amy Goodman is the host and executive producer of Democracy Now!, which is a national daily indie award-winning news program airing on over 500 radio stations in North America. That's a quite large accomplishment. If you want to find more information on the event, go to www.democracynow.org, or you could contact Robert Willis at psas@citr.ca. All proceeds will go to the support of the broadcasting operations of CITR, CJSF, and Co-op Radio. That'll be of the public service announcements. Let me just play some tunes back to back. We're going to have some Radio Caroline, but first, Kokeshi Doll. And by the way, if you have any requests, give me a call, 604-822-CITR. But first, here's some Kokeshi Doll.
Pub at the Grad Student Center presents Mellow Monday Halloween Masquerade on Monday, October 30th, 2006. Singers and partiers come in costume to win great prizes every hour. Pints of beer very cheap, no cover. First come, first to have fun. Extended hours, so party till 2 a.m. at Turner's Pub in the Graduate Student Center.
Song is called Let the Good Times Roll. The artist is called Radio Caroline. Before that, we had Suicide Boogie by Kokeshi Dolls. It is around 8:15-ish, and I want to give you a little more about Japan, what's going on lately, and are you an otaku? If you don't know what otaku means it's sort of like a person who has a great desire on one collectible item, or an activity most likely related to anime or cartoons or video game as well, but otaku in general means geek. But it's really closely associated with Akihabara. Akihabara is an electronic consumer's town. So in other words, every corner where you walk by, there will be a place that will be selling a lot of computers and high gadget devices. But anyways, otaku are desirable consumers because they like to spend a lot on things such as collectible items and hobbies. But there is a problem because there are people that are hunting them down in order to grab their cash, dala dala yenzio. So the Metropolitan Police Department are actually investigating on these otaku hunting, which are basically muggers, like I said, that are aiming for otakus, believing that these otakus are very weak and always carry lots of cash. Recently, around for the past month, over 25 cases occurred beating up on these otakus, because they are either weak or very mild-mannered, and you know, they're quite passive, that they never really fight. But is it true that their image are usually connected with being rich? Well, the magazine Shukan Post actually did an investigation on their own, going up to people that admit that they are hardcore otakus, and they interviewed them. The most cash that one person actually had was around 47,000 yen, which is around $500, and the average amount that each person had was just over 21,000 yen, which is around $200. So on one hand, yes, there is some money, but on the other hand, it is not a great sum. So in other words, that it is not a good idea to hunt these otakus. It's not a good idea to hunt anyone anyways, but for those that are trying to mug them, they're not gonna get a great result, and nevertheless they're going to get arrested by the police anyway. Don't mug anyone, people, okay? But the otakus themselves, they're not really like high ballers or rich people. They really dress quite casually, as a matter of fact, and it's many of them proclaim to be penny pinchers, saving little yens as possible, even on transportation. If they are able to save 10 yen, they would love to take that route, and they'll just spend most of their cash on anime products and maybe other idol collectibilities. But that's happening right now in Tokyo and many places in Japan. Otaku hunting, don't do it, because hey, I'm a semi-otaku, I have to admit. I love anime, but at the same time, we have a good heart. So please don't hunt us down, because, you know, we are human too. I'm going to be playing a song that might be closely associated to some of these otakus. The song is called... Actually, I'm going to be playing something else. I'm going to be playing Ska Ska Club, and the song, they'll say it at the beginning of the song, and you could find out on your own. This is 101.9 Ska Ska Club.
Two MCs, drum and bass, and two electric kicks and sex press.
The back to back. Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
Film number 9, song is called Mercy Mercy. The tune before that was Ska Ska Club, 2MC drum and bass, electric guitar, and 6 brass. I believe that's what they said. Hope you guys enjoyed both of those tunes. This is Kalasu. My name is Alex Tsushijima. You're listening to 101.9 FM, and I'm gonna tell you what's gonna be coming up next. We'll be playing some Asobi Seksu and following that up with some funky band called Polyzix. But maybe I should tell you what's going on. Polyzix played a song called Mr. Sony, which I would love to play, but I don't have it set it up for tonight. Apologies, putting my hands together, saying gomennasai right there, but I will be playing a better tune. It's called X-Rays. But I want to tell you what's happening with Sony. Sony is in the hot seat. They're not doing very well, unfortunately. I love the PlayStation 2. I love the Aibo. But for some reason, there's lots of like dysfunctional products that they're making right now, especially with batteries. Yes, folks, I'm pretty sure you heard the story with many of the Dell laptops igniting on fire. And many of the Bose batteries are made by, yes, the makers of the PlayStation series. Many of the computer companies are also going on the wagon to try and, ask for compensation damages, including companies not only just by Dell and Apple Computer, but also by Toshiba and Fujitsu and Hitachi. The latest one is Toshiba. They just asked compensation for Sony Corporation for damage to its brand image and loss of sales after recall of Sony-made lithium-ion batteries in notebook computers, aka laptops. Many of the problems, well, of course, overheating, going on fire, make some smoke. But overheating is the greatest factor. Toshiba had to recall around 830,000 batteries, while Dell and Apple computers combined 5.9 million batteries. Oh my God. Well, those Sony losses by far is reaching around 20 to 30 billion yen just from covering the costs. So my God, not good news, unfortunately. Fujitsu and Hitachi are also planning, as I mentioned earlier, to measure the effects on the products. And in other words, Sony's damage could worsen. Well, first the batteries, now the delay of making the PS3. What is next? Is Aibo gonna go ballistic and bite us in the butt and explode? I hope not. But I'm pretty sure Sony will do just fine. But right now, it doesn't sound pretty good. But do not worry. I'm still looking forward to that $600 PS3. Oh, diggity joy. If you have any questions on my show tonight or make some requests, you still have time. I still am on the air for 35 minutes. 604-822-CDITR, 604-822-2487. I will give you more news. Also talking about the Kurama Fire Festival. That'll be happening on October 22nd in Kyoto. And some other robot news. And one of the biggest news I ever heard of, surrogate mother gives birth to her own granddaughter. What the heck is going on in this world? But it'll be a interesting news that I would like to share with you guys. But first, I'll be playing some Asobi Sexu. This is from the album Citrus. The song is called Strawberries, 101.9.
We'll be right back.
else? Polyzix with a song called X-Rays. In brackets, This Is My Life from the album New. Before that, I had Asobi Seksu with the song Strawberries. It is an 8:35, and at 9 o'clock, just a reminder, the Jazz Show will be hosted by Gavin Walker, 9 to 11, where he'll be playing some excellent jazz music while he makes great comments on the information and history on those tunes as well. Again, the Jazz Show hosted by Gavin Walker from 9 o'clock to 11. As promised, let me just give you a little background. First of all, I went to the Matcha Matsuri Festival. Thank you very much for the Mokuyokai Society and Muzi Tea for holding the event. And I had a lot of fun drinking a little green tea and eating some wagashi, Japanese sweets. It was a lot of fun. I hope you guys were there as well, and hope you guys enjoyed it. And I decided to maybe find out maybe what kind of other October festivals were there. I know you could listen to the podcast 2 weeks ago where I did a show where I talked about what kind of events are held in Japan during October, and there was one thing that I missed and I would like to share it to you. It's called the Kurama Fire Festival. In Japanese, it's Kurama no Hi Matsuri, and it's held on October 22nd, so it'd be this Sunday, in Kurama City, Kyoto. And what is it about? What's with this fire festival? Well, if you're a person who loves campfires, or if you're a pyro, maybe this is the event for you. Well, in the evening, fires called kagaribi are actually ignited all at once in front of their own houses in the neighborhoods. Not setting a house on fire. They have these torches, okay? And the people with these pine torches called taimatsu parade all night long, chanting about the start of the festival. And why do they do this? Well, the fire is actually indicated or called named Mukaibi, which is a custom of lighting these fires to guide the good spirits and the gods from the other world while they're having a visit in their own city. So these torches can vary in sizes. Some kids can have like small mini torches that are safe as long as they have parental guidance. But while others, they actually carry that are large torches that are 3 meters tall, and they place it all over the streets. And they even have over around 250 to 300 pine torches are lit. Some pine torches actually weigh more than 80 kilograms each. My God, I don't think I would be able to carry that. I don't think a lot of people carry that. Who would dare to carry it if you accidentally drop it, if you know what I mean? But they started at around 6 o'clock at night. That's when they start to light their own torches. And then at 8 p.m., they gather at the gateway of the Kurama Dera Temple to pay a visit of worship. And they carry mikoshis, which are portable shrines, and pray down the street by youths. And they keep on participating and having lots of fun with the fire and the festival, which ends at midnight. So maybe you could find more information on that. Kurama Fire Festival will be held on October 22nd. And if you're listening to this in Kyoto, I think you know what I am talking about. And if you're participating in it, good for you. Just don't burn yourself. Please be careful. I'm going to be playing a few more tunes. How about I'll play some Mean Machine? The song is called Suha, and the beginning of the track, you'll be hearing a person breathing in and out, but eventually it'll be some J-rockin' in your ears. This is Mean Machine on CITR.
It's fine.
That was Mean Machine. I'm pretty sure he thought that the song was going to be fairly slow with the with the breathing in and out, but no, I hope it got you guys by surprise. If not, I hope you enjoyed the tune. That was Mean Machine, and the song is called Suha. Suha is the onomatopoeia of breathing in and out in Japanese. It is 8:40-ish, and I would like to let you know that the weather for tomorrow, well, might disappoint you. It's going to be scattered showers. They say it feels like 7 degrees Celsius with a pop of 40%. Maybe some wet puddles here and there. So maybe you should grab a raincoat and umbrella for tomorrow. But then again, you know, I have to say, it hasn't rained for such a long time. I'm not complaining or anything, you know, I'm really enjoying the sunny weather, but at the same time, it's for a place like Vancouver or Richmond, I'm from Richmond, for a place that's not raining quite a lot, I'm a little surprised. I hope that I'm not jinxing myself. I'm going to knock on wood right here, if you could hear that. There you go, I knocked on wood. Not my fault if it rains tomorrow, okay? But it'd be 7 degrees Celsius, so a pop of 40. I'm going to be telling you the next news. As you know, Japan is probably one of the leading countries, if not the leading country, for robotic technology. And very soon, they're going to have a robotics sprint competition. When I say sprint, yes, like jogging or dashing. Well, the Kyosho Athlete Humanoid Cup hits the streets of Shibuya-ku, which is in Tokyo, at the trendy Omotesando district on December 12th, which is a few months ahead, of course, with these robotic races. And how does it work? Well, these human forward robots will actually jog around the course, which is 5 meters long, but it only takes them around 20 to 30 seconds to run this 5 meter course, which is, I think, is not that bad for robots. I have to say, the movements are very smooth. And even if they fall and trip themselves, they even are programmed to pick themselves up to run again. Quite amazing. The participants of the event, basically the people who build and assemble these robots, can only use the Manoi AT01 model robots, which is produced by Kyosho, which, by the way, is the hobby robot manufacturer in Japan that is organizing this race. The assemble kit in this robots has over 100 parts with already a computer program in their system that allows them to run. And if you're very interested, you can actually control them with a remote control. The robots are around 40 centimeters tall. And I would have to say that with competitions like this and the ability for the robots to, you know, to run on their own and even to pick themselves up after they, you know, stumble on a rock or something, it is a progressive step for Japan's robotics for industrial automation. So I would love to see this competition. In Japan, I've actually seen a robot competition where they have sumo and boxing as well, which is quite amazing. So if you watched BattleBots, which is about clashing, dashing, and going through these obstacle courses, and these, you see like a saw blade coming out of nowhere, well, maybe if you want to see something that is more human-like, I guess, like with the rules of boxing, maybe you should look at these Japanese robots competition. It's quite amazing and fascinating stuff. What tune should I play next? Well, maybe I will be playing some Toddle, as well as some Vola and the Oriental Machine. If I have time, I'll put some Boris as well. And in the meantime, I will be thinking about what I'm going to say next. Yes, I'm pretty sure what you were waiting for this one. I will be talking about how the surrogate mother gave birth to her own granddaughter. I found this on the net yesterday, as a matter of fact, but I think this is one truly debatable or talkable story that maybe you would like to put yourself into. So first, I will be playing a tune by Toddle. The song is called A Sight. This is 101.9.
Thank you. Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
That kind of freaked me out. I thought I was like being invaded by aliens at the end. I thought that was the end of the song, and I didn't expect that murmur at the end. Well, that was a song called RPG. If you don't know what that stands for, that should mean a role-playing game. And the song, that's the name of the song, and the artist is called Super Junkie Monkey. And before that, I had Toddle from their album I Dedicate D Chord. The song is called A Sight. Well, I got less than 10 minutes left. There is, I better shed a tear now. Boo hoo hoo. But do not worry, I will be on next week from 7:30 p.m. to play many more tunes from Japan. Okay, so I'm gonna be telling you finally the last news of the day from Japan. Whether or not, I do not know if it is true, but it is raving all over the place. So I think it is. I hope not, but let me just break it for you. So in Shimotsuwa, Nagano Prefecture, a woman in her 50s gave birth to a child that she had carried for her daughter, because her daughter had had to remove her uterus because she had a little, she had a tumor, and therefore she was unable to bear children. So what did the mother insist on doing? Well, she said that she will take the birth of her child for her. So in other words, if you could depict it in your head, the mother took her daughter's egg and the daughter's husband's sperm, and she became and then the mother became the surrogate mother to give birth to her own granddaughter. Okay, so can you just sort that out? You know, I know it sounds kind of twisted. It sounds like those jokes, like, oh, who's the brother, sister's mother, brother, sister thing kind of thing. But no, the surrogate mother gave birth to her own grandmother. This was announced by Yahiro Netsu, who is the director of the Suwa Maternity Clinic in Shinotsuma, Nagano Prefecture. And this is the first time a woman acted as a surrogate mother for her daughter, and this is just part of the announcement. Netsu believes this mother-daughter surrogate. He thinks, personally, according to, this is his quote, "This is the most trouble-free way. I think as we can avoid such trouble as a surrogate mother refusing to give up the child she delivered." Well, he said this, he brought this quote up because he wants to have a public debate on the issue for surrogate births. Similar events actually happened back in 2001 when the woman gave birth using the egg of her elder sister. After they made that announcement, the Council of Health, Labor and Welfare Ministry of Japan compiled a report in April 2003 on legally banning on surrogate births and punitive measurements against violators. Why did they say that? Well, the stress and the strain, physical and mental complications in the family relationships can be quite significant. But even to this day, there's no legislative measures being introduced due to the opposition in Japan's Liberal Democratic Party. So I personally think it's kind of awkward for maybe perhaps, for example, like my friend, you know, giving birth to a child to her sister, for example. I don't know. Personally, I think it's kind of awkward. I think it's kind of, would it be considered incest? I have no clue. But that's the big news of the day. The surrogate mother giving birth to her own granddaughter. I'll be playing a few more tracks before I switch it over to Gavin Walker. Just a reminder, Gavin Walker will be playing the jazz show at 9 o'clock. And if you are listening on the radio, you can listen to it on the web, www.citr.ca. And you can also download this show as well as the past shows of Karasu, as well as many other shows from CITR, by going to the website as well, going to www.citr.ca. I'm going to be playing some Vola in the Oriental Machine, and the song is called Song of Ruin. And I'll be saying my farewell very soon, but before that, I'll be playing a few more tracks. Here's Vola in the Oriental Machine on CITR. That was Vola and the Oriental Machine, and the song is called Song of Ruin. Well, my time is basically up. It is just a minute or two away from 9 o'clock. I will be passing the mic to Gavin Walker, which he'll be showing the jazz show for the next 2 hours. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the news. If you have any questions or comments, you can also send me an email, katasuradio@hotmail.com. If you cannot spell that, do not worry. My email address will be up on the CITR website. Just look for the Katasu program in the podcasting section. Thank you very much. Arigatou gozaimashita, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.